We've all learned Chumash, maybe even thought we understood. But now, with his trademark depth and clarity, and his signature up-tempo Daf Yomi style, Reb Srili Bornstein uncovers the layers beneath the words, revealing a world of meaning, relevance, and beauty in every line. Where the Derech HaLimud of the Beis Medrash meets Pashat Pshat, discover the shir that's redefining how people learn Chumash. Reb Srili Bornstein's Chumash Shir. Find it on the Lakewood Daf Yomi app, or wherever this shir is being heard.
Today's daf is Vachim Daf Pei Tes, and we will begin at the top of Daf Pei Tes Amud Aleph, the 10th Perek in Masechtas Vachim, Perek Kol HaTodr. A Geshmak of Perek. Zok the Mishnah. Kol HaTodr Mei Chaveroi, Koydim Es Chaveroi. A Koyen in the Beis HaMikdosh has two Korbonos that he has to bring. Which one should he bring first? Says the Mishnah, if one is Tadr, one was brought more commonly than the other, then that's the one that you should bring. This is a principle that we're all familiar with. Tadr v'she'enoi Tadr. Tadr kaidem. The Makoyer is this Mishnah right here. It's tucked away in Masechtas Vachim. So kol ha-Tadr mei-chaveroi, kaidem es-chaveroi. For example, ha-Tmidim, kaidmin le-musaf. Every day there were two korbanos ola. Karbonis Tamid that were brought in the Beis HaMikdash. They were brought every single day. There were some days that Karbonis Musafin that were brought. Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Yontif. As a result, the Karbon Tamid was Tadr to the Musafin, which were Enoi Tadr. Therefore, the Karbon Tamid was always brought before the Karbon Musaf. Musfei, Shabbos, Kaidben, Musfei, Rosh Chodesh. Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh. There were two Musafin that were brought. There was the Karbon Musaf of Shabbos and there was the Karbon Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. The Musaf of Shabbos was brought before the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. Again, because Shabbos was brought 52 times a year. Every single Shabbos of Karbon Musaf was brought. Rosh Chodesh is only 12 times a year. As a result, Shabbos is Tadr. Tadr v'she'enoi Tadr, Tadr kaidim. Musfei Rosh Chodesh kaidim Musfei Rosh Hashanah. In the same vein, Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah always falls out of Rosh Chodesh, Aleph Tishrei. So again, there were two Musafin that was brought. The Musaf of Rosh Chodesh was brought before Rosh Hashanah because Rosh Chodesh is more Tadr than the Rosh Hashanah. Shenemar, what's the makar to all this? The pasuk says, "Bovat oilas abayker, asher lo oilas atomid tasu eseila." So when the pasuk is referring to the Musafin, it says you should bring the Musafin, milvad oilas abayker, in addition to the carbon tamid. We'll see in the Gemara exactly what the drash is, but Pasha, the Pasuk seems to be saying that first you're supposed to bring the Karbon Tamid, and afterwards you're supposed to bring the Karbonos Musafin. Why would the Tamid come before the Musafin? Presumably because it's Tadr. Thus, from here we learn a universal principle, Kol HaTadr Mechaveroi, Koidem Eschaveroi. Says the Gemara, Minol. How do you know that Kol HaTadr Mechaveroi, Koidem Eschaveroi? Frank the Gemara, Minol, and Kitakamar Taima. The Mishnah gave a reason. Milvad Oilas HaBeker. I mean, it's not often the Mishnah gives a reason. Here the Mishnah gave a reason. So why does the Gemara ask Minol? And says the Gemara, I'll tell you what. Maybe it's only the Karbon Tamid that came before the Karbonos Musafin, because the Karbon Tamid wasn't just more Tadr than the Karbon Musaf. The Karbon Tamid was really Tamid. That's why it's called Tamid. It was every single day. So maybe something that's so Tamid, it's so Tadr, that it's brought every day, twice a day, a carbon like that has a Kedima. But if you have two Karbonos that aren't brought that often, for example, the Musafin of Rosh Chodesh and the Karbon Musaf that was brought on Rosh Hashanah. So one was brought 12 times a year, one was brought once a year, or twice a year. So Mehecha Tesi over there, you should have the same halacha, says the Gemara. Musafin, Musafin, Minole, Amr Abilad, Amakra. It's learned out from the following pasuk. The pasuk is describing the Karbonos Musafin that were brought on Pesach. And it says, the first day Pesach, you brought the Karbon Musaf. And then the pasuk says, Ko'ele, right, Tasula Yom Shivas Yom, Eile, Ko'ele. So we learn from there that what's the Ka'ela? Just like the Karbon Tamid came before the Karbon Musaf, so too in the Musafin there's a Seder Akadima as well. But the Gemara says, V'haimi bari leila gufe. If Ka'ela is extra, then okay, learn a drasha from it. And tell me it's a halach in Hilchas Musafin that just like the Tamid came before the Musafin, so too the Musaf that was more Tadr came before the Musaf that was less Tadr. But this Ka'ela I need for Pshutai Shal Mikra. This Ka'ela I need to tell me that not only on the first day Pesach did you bring the Karbonos that are mentioned in the Torah, but Ka'ela Tasula Yom Shivas Yomim, those same Karbonos were brought for all 7 days. And came, but the Gemara says, if that's all the Torah was coming to tell me, Nichtoiv Eile Tasula Yom. Let it say Eile. What's Ka'ele. Ka'ele is l'rabbis, another halacha, to tell me that there's a seder kedima within the musafim. But the Gemara says, I don't know if that's true, because I kosav ele tasul ayoim shivas yomim hava amino ele l'shivas yomim. Had it said ele tasul ayoim shivas yomim, then you know what I would have thought? That the korbanos musaf that the Torah mentions regarding the first day of Pesach, really, you didn't bring them all on the first day. Ela, all these karbanos, tasvayem shivas, bring them over the course of the 7 days. So you have a 7 day period of time during which you can bring all these karbanos. But I wouldn't necessarily know that every day you're supposed to bring all of these karbanos. That's what I need. Ka ela tasvayem shivas yomim. The kaf tells me that all the karbanos were brought every single day. But the Gemara says, no, I know that anyways. Because it says, Ke'ela tasu layoim. So even if it would have said Ela, once the Torah says tasu layoim, I would anyways know that all the karbanos should be brought every day. So again, why do I need the kaf? The Gemara says, I'll tell you. Because Vakati Ema, I still would have thought, Ela layoim, avul shar yoim lo yodana. Maybe the way you would read the pasuk is Ela tasu layoim. These karbanos that the Torah mentions you should bring the first day, tasul ayoy, bring the first day. And then shivas yomim lechem ishareach nechayich lashem. Then for 7 days, I'm not sure what, lo yodana says the Gemara, but maybe something else. And maybe there'd be a comma between layoyim and shivas yomim. Again, as if to say, not that all these karbanos should be brought every single day of Yontif, but rather these should be brought the first day. And then the other days, the shivas yomim, lo yodana, I'd need some help, maybe from Torah Shabbat Peh, but the bottom line is, again, I wouldn't really know what the pasuk is referring to. So I need ka'ela tas layam shivas yomim, I need the kaf, I need the layam, I need everything to tell me that every single day of Pesach, all these karbanos were brought. Bottom line is, I don't have the kaf extra to teach me that just like the oilas tamid was before the musaf, and so too the musaf that's more tadr is going to come before the musaf that's less tadr. How then do I know? Again, the original question, minolon that musafin akoyd ben the musafin. I know that the tamid came before the musafin. That's from luvat oilas abayikar oilas tamid taswas eila. But minolon, how do I know that something that's not as tadr as the carbon tamid, it too has a seder kedima over something that's less tadr? So the Gemara brings two makaris. The first makar is on makra tasu. It says ela tasu layoim sheyu kol asiyos shavus. All the asiyos should be similar. So just like the carbon tamid comes before the musafim because it's more tadr, so too as it relates to all the karbanos that are brought, you always bring the one that's tadr first. Abaye says miguv dekra. It's from the same pasuk that the Mishnah brought. The Mishnah brought a pasuk milvad oilas abayikar shal oilas atamid. It's from that pasuk. Why? Because im kain, if the pasuk is only referring to the carbon tamid, le makra milvad oilas abayikar v'tishtoik. We know the oilas abayikar was the carbon tamid. Ashal oilas atamid lamali. Why did the Torah have to mention ashal oilas atamid? The Meimer, it's coming to teach me halacha. The achted the dira tiktum. To tell me that there's always a rule, the klal gadol b'Torah is that kol atoder mechaveroi koydem es chaveroi. You're right. Had the Torah only wanted to tell me that the carbon tamid is koydem, it would have said novad oilas habayker tasu azela novad oilas habayker asher lo oilas atomid. The Torah is giving a reason. You know what the reason that the carbon tamid comes first? It's because it's the oilas atomid, because it's tamid, because it's tmidius, because it's toder, and something that's tadr, consistency always prevails. So something that's more consistent is more chashuv, and as a result, loy mishpat abechayra, that's the halacha when it comes to a seder hakedivah. Another Mishnah. Kolam kudesh mechaveroi, koydem es chaveroi. Another principle. Again, a kohen is in the Beis HaMikdash, he's bringing karbanos, he has two karbanos in front of him. One karban is more kudesh, it's more halig than the other carbon. Says the Mishnah, the one that's more kaddish is the one that you're supposed to bring. So this is the second rule we had. The first rule was kol atoder mechaveroi toder koydem es chaveroi. The second rule is kol mekudish mechaveroi koydem es chaveroi. What if one is toder and the other one is mekudish? So the Gemara is going to discuss that on the bottom of that side of the common base. But for now, a second principle. So the Mishnah, dam achatos koydem ledam oilo. Just to explain, dam chatos comes before the dam oilo. So if the koyein has dam chatos tzinig in the klishores, there was shchita, kabbalah, hoylacha, he's ready to do this rico. And he also has dam oilo. It's also tzinig in the klishores. Which one should he do this rico with first? He should do this rico first with the chatos. Neshu meratza. Because chatos has a maila that it's mechaper as opposed to oilo, which is not mechaper. Now we know oilo really is also mechaper. It's mechaper on chav yaseh, heruri averis. If you take a look at Rashi, Rashi was clearly bothered by that. Rashi says, shehu meratza mechaper al chav yikrisos. Chatos is mechaper al chayvi krisus b'shoigig as opposed to oila, which is more of a dairain. Bottom line is, dam chatos comes before the dam oila, evari. Oila koimalei muri chatos, stating that if the koim was being mechaim the mitzvah of akhtara, and he had the evarim of the carbon oila and the emurim of the carbon chatos, over there it's the reverse. Over there he would bring the oila before he would bring the chatos, and the reason is, mipnei shehu kolo le'ishim. The oila in haktara has a maila because it was kulei kolo, it was completely burnt, as opposed to the carbon chatos, which part of it was burnt, but part of it was nech. Chatos kedemes la'ashon. The chatos comes before the ashon. Mipnei shedoma nitein lidan lid karnois ve'ala yisoid. So chatos has two milas over an ashon. Number one, dalid karnois, as opposed to the ashon, which is shtayim shehein arba. Additionally, shvicha shirayim ala yisoid, as opposed to ashon. Now, achreinim speak out. If we have time, we'll speak out some raid on this, that of course the carbon ashon also had a mitzvah of shvicha shirayim al hayisoid, but it's not mefurish by the carbon asham. Where the Torah says the mitzvah of shvicha shirayim is by the carbon chatos, it doesn't say it by the carbon asham. And in this mishnah tucked away, you see a yisoid. It's a lot of yisoid that's tucked away on this daf. But here's a second yisoid that's tucked away on this daf, and that is that something that's mefurish in the Torah has a maila over something that's only learned out from the Yud Gimel Midrash Shaitar in the Dreshes Pen. And being that the mitzvah Shvicha Shirayim is mefurish by the chatas, it's not mefurish by the asham, that's a simen that the chatas is more kaddish than the asham. Asham kaidim the toida, the asham comes before the carbon toida, the ayal nazim before the ayal nazim, because the asham was kachig adashim, as opposed to the carbon toida, and the ayal nazim, that was the shlomim that the nazir brought by shlomas nezirusei. So the Nazir, when he completed his Naziris, he brought three karbanas. He brought a shlomim, he brought an oila, and he brought a chatas. A lot of raid why he brought a carbon chatas, but there's also a lot of raid about the carbon shlomim that he brought. It was a very unique shlomim. It was like the carbon toida that it was only nechal yom v'layla. So ordinarily, kachem kalin, such as a shlomim, went nechal shnei yom v'layla. There were two exceptions to the rule. The carbon toida was nechal yom v'layla, and the ayil nazir was also nechal yom v'layla. So even though the toida and the ayil nazir are maybe a step up over your typical kachem kalim, but at the same time, still kachem kalim. And that's why the carbon asham came before the toid and the ayil nazir, because the carbon asham was kachem kadosh. Toid of ayil nazir came in the shlamim. The toid and ayil nazir came before an ordinary shlamim. Like we just said, it's a step up. It was only nechal liyayim echad, as opposed to the shlamim that was nechal shnei yamin. Additionally, the tu'un and lechem, they had another maila. The toid and the ayil nazir both came along with breads, as opposed to the carbon shlamim. Didn't have any breads. Shlomim kaidim the bechar. Shlomim comes before the bechar. Even though they're both kachem kalim, shlomim has a maila. Thus, it's mikudesh mechavera. Why did neshein tuna matan dalit? Number one, the shlomim was shtayin shein arba. Additionally, the smicha, there was a mitzvah smicha, the nesachin, the tenufas chazav eshoik, in contrast to the bechar. Habachar kaidim the maisa. Bechar comes before maisa. Neshein kedushasim mirechem. It's kodesh mirechem. The nechal koyanim. Bechar can only be eaten by koyanim. It's one of the chof dalit matnas kuna, as opposed to maisa. That could be eaten by anybody. Hamaisa koyanim. Maisa behema comes before oifos. Mipnei shehu zevach. The reason is because it, at the end of the day, was an animal, and an animal is more chashiv than a bird. So why? V'yesh by kachei kadoshim damoi ve'emurav. An animal has a concept of kachei kadoshim. Now, the maisa itself is not the kachei kadoshim. But a meiser is a zevach, and within the world of zevach, within the species of zevach, there is a sug carbon that is kachi kadashim, which means both the dam and the emurim will go on the mizbeach, such as a chatas, and an oila, and an asham, right? All of them. They have dam and emurim that go on the mizbeach. As opposed to oifos, says Rashi, chatas ha'oif, where only the dam goes on the mizbeach, but the chatas ha'oif was completely eaten. Right? We all know the carbon oil was kulei kol. All the basa was put on the mizbeach. There was a carbon where the entire carbon was eaten. Nothing went on the mizbeach. That was the chatas ha'oif. Right? The chatas ha'oif was completely. That's the Eben Ezra in Parshas Vayikra that says that. That's why the by the carbon oil of the Yair, the ani who brought oifos added a knife. So if somebody was over Shvuas Eidos, say he would bring a carbon chatas. But if he couldn't afford the carbon chatas, he would bring shnei tayim, echad la'ilav, echad la'chatas. And for Ben Ezra, why is he bringing an oila? If the usher only has to bring a chatas, then why does the ani have to add an oila? And Eben Ezra says, because the chatas ha'oif had no chelik that went l'gvaya. And every carbon has to have a chelik that went l'gvaya. So that's why together with the Chatasayif, you brought Noila Saif. So that there should be a Chelik that won the Gvoya. So the Noila Saif served as the Emur. That was the Gevaldige Mashachachma, the Ramei Simcha that we spoke out once. Right? The Rashba's Kasha, the Gemara brings a Pasik that the Noila Saif had to be brought during the day. And the Rashba says, Tzarechim Gadol or Karbonis had to be done during the day. Why would it be a Hamimin that the Noila Saif had to be brought during the day? Ramei Simcha said that he thinks the reason is because Devin Ezra says that the Noila Saif sometimes served a dual purpose. It was an Noila, but also it came Bimkoim the Emurim of the Chatas Ha'oiv. And being that Akhtaris Emurim is kosher kol alayla, it was done dafke at night, so you would have thought that maybe the Oilas Ha'oiv could be done at night as well, because the Oilas Ha'oiv is serving as the Emurim component of the Shnei Tayrim. He had a dream, and right, that's the story of Ramei Simcha. But the bottom line is that Chatas Ha'oiv had no chelik that one look like. So that's Poshet, that Meiser Behema is going to come before Chatas Ha'oiv, because Meiser Behema is a Zevach, and within the world of Zevach, you find the concept of Kachik Adashim, which means Domoi. The Emurav are going to go on the Mizbech. Chatas Ha'oiv doesn't have Domei Ve'emurav on the Mizbech, only has Domei on the Mizbech. That's why Maisa Dehem is before Chatas Ha'oiv. Why is it before Oilas Ha'oiv? Oilas Ha'oiv does have Domei Ve'emurav on the Mizbech. So Rashi says, because the Gemara Mishnah is going to say that Chatas Ha'oiv came before Oilas Ha'oiv. So this is a little logic. Once you know that Maisa Dehem becomes before Chatas Ha'oiv, and you know Chatas Ha'oiv comes before Oilas Ha'oiv, so Memela you know that Maisa Dehem comes before Oilas Ha'oiv as well. If it's Kaidan Lemanachas, if it's coming before the Menachas, because they have Dan. The Mincha doesn't have Dan. Minchas Chayte Kaidan Lemanachas, Minchas Chayte came before the Minchas. So they're both menaches, but one is Baal Chet, the other one's not Baal Chet. So the one that's Baal Chet comes first. Chatas Ha'oiv koydemes la'oila soif, v'chein behekdesha. The Chatas Ha'oiv came before the oila soif in terms of the akrava. Additionally, if somebody was bringing Shnei Torim or Shnei Bnei Yoina, so he would first be makdish the Chatas Ha'oiv, and then he'd be makdish the oila soif, and all of this is going to be explained in greater detail in the Gemara. But before we go weiter, just one ha'ara. So the daf began with halacha of kolatoder mechaveroi koydem es chaveroi, and it's learned out from the carbon talmid. The carbon talmid was brought before the carbon musaf. How do you know the talmid was brought before the carbon musaf? Shenema, the Mishnah brings a reason, a pasuk. Milvad oilas haboiker shalo oilas haTalmid tasu aseila. You should bring the musafin in addition to the Eilas HaBoiker. So you see, first you brought the Eilas HaBoiker, and only afterwards you brought the Karban Musaf. So how do you know the Karban Tamid was brought before the Karban Musaf? And it's learned out from the Pasik Milvad Eilas HaBoiker Hashel Eilas HaTamid. Frey Toysus Akasha, that long monster Toysus here on the Amid. Tame, the Beperik Tarb Nishcha, there's a Gemara Masech, this Psochim Daf Nun Chesamid Beis, where the Gemara says, Minayin Shelo Yehei Dover Koydim L'Tamid. How do you know that the first Karban that was brought in the Beis HaMikdash was the carbon tom chenema? It's learned that the pasuk says va'arach oleha ha'oila. Ha'oila with the hey ayudia is coming to teach me that oila rishon, the oila always had to bring the first pas carbon that had to be brought. Freit Tosfos, why do I need two drushes? Number one, why do I need milvad oila sabayker ashal oila satomet tasu aseila? If there's any ways a halacha that says that the first carbon that was ever brought was the oila satomet, so I know the oila satomet was the first carbon that was brought, and the reverse as well. Why do I need a drasha to tell me that the first carbon that was brought was the carbon oila? The most tader carbon was always going to be the carbon oila, and there's a rule kolat tader mechaveri tad kaidem es chaveri tader v'sheinay tader kaidem. So it's poshut that the carbon tamid is going to be the first carbon that was brought. In other words, fakeisus, why do I need milvat oila sa baker ashel oila sa tamid tasu aseila, and why do I also need ha oila oila rishaina to tell me that the carbon tamid was the first carbon that was brought? Says toisvis loikasha. One drush is coming to tell me that the dam of the carbon oila of the oila sa tamid had to be the first one that was brought. The other one is coming to tell me about the evarim of the carbon oil, the haktara of the evarim. Our pasuk is talking about the avodah sadam. Milvad oila sa boiker ashel oila sa tamid tasu aseila. What's tasu? Kolo asiyos. The ikar asiyah of a carbon is the avodah sadam. So it says Tosfos, this halach is coming to tell me regarding the asiyos. Va'arach aleha oila. That pasuk that the Gemara brings in Psachim Daf Nun Ches Amud Beis, that's talking about va'arach aleha. That's the mitzvah haktara. In the mitzvah haktara, there too there's halach of oila oila. So it says Tosfos, there are two drushes that are eerily similar, but they're not the same. It's two separate halachas. One is talking about the avodah sadam. The other one is talking about the avodah seimurim. One's the mitzvahs shechita kabbalah halachas rikah. The other one's the mitzvah haktara. Regardless, there's always going to be a halacha that the carbon oila is going to be first. Tosfos' discussion, as you see, it's a long discussion. One of the tzadim Tosfos entertained was that maybe the reason the Torah had to give me two drashas is for the rule that you find throughout Masechta Zvachim, and that is Shina Kasav Lakit. Says Tosfos, you know why maybe the Torah told me two psukim? Maybe the reason is because had it only said one, so you would think, okay, it's a nice thing. But let's say you do the Enoi Tadr first. Probably not the end of the world. Kamash Malon says Tosfos, maybe that's the second drasha. She not kasev la'akiv to tell me that the say is ma'akiv. But says Tosfos ve'im lefarishke. You can't say that's the pshat. Tosfos has a raya from a gemara Masechtas Menachos that it wasn't ma'akiv. So that's poshet that even though there was a rule of kolatodem mechaveroi koydem es chaveroi, but at the same time le'ikuva, it's definitely not something that was ma'akiv. I remember from Brisk. I don't remember the protein, but I remember that Rav Yeshua said over in Shir a ha'ara from the Brisker Ups. I don't remember the exact Ta'ara, but the punchline of the Ara is that we know the Mishnah says, this is in Yonah Diyayma, Masechtas Tainus Daf Chav Vav Amud Aleph, the Shiva Asa B'Tamuz, on Shiva Asa B'Tamuz, five bad things happen. Nishtabru Haluchos, Ubatal HaTomid, Vahufka Ha'ir, Visorev Apustamus Es HaTayra, Vehemid Tselen Be'echa. So there were five bad things that happened on Shavuos B'Tamuz. Asher Negel in Yonenu was Ubatal HaTamid. So Piskarov asked that if there's a halacha, that the first carbon that was brought always had to be the carbon oila, and Tosfos even has a tzad that maybe it's Le'ikuva. Tosfos says Ve'en Lafarish, he has a raya from a Gemara Masechtas Menachos. Then why does the Mishnah say that in Shavuos B'Tamuz it was Batal the carbon Tamid? It wasn't just the carbon Tamid that was Batal, all the carbonos were Batal. Because to the extent that you couldn't bring the carbon Tamid, so you didn't have a oila Rishayna. And oil Rishon is ma'akiv that you couldn't bring any carbonis. So why was a batal atomid? You know what it should have said? That all the carbonis were batal, not just the carbon tamid. Geshmaka ha'ara. But either way, a nice ha'ara that ubatal hatamid, that l'chura, why was it only the carbon tamid? It should have been all the carbonis. Just to digress for a moment. So one of the five things that happened was it was bottled the carbon tamid. So what was so terrible about the fact that the carbon tamid was bottled? So the Charedim in one of his svarim says that there's a medrash that says, quote, that if a person slept in Yerushalayim, lon adam bi Yerushalayim ubiyad echet, hayatamid shal shachar mechaper al avoynes alay bad boiker. The tamid shal shachar, imagine, person wakes up in the morning in Yerushalayim and he had done an aveira the night before. The kohen would bring the carbon tamid, and the carbon tamid that the kohen brought was mechaper on the aveiros that he had done during the night. The tamid shal bein arba'im hoyu mechaper al avoynes shem yibayker vad erev. So it comes out when it was bottled the tamid, the yidden lost this kapara. This was a phenomenal kapara that the yidden had for all the aveiros that they did. Talk about an oila not being mechaper. So here you have the oila was mechaper on all the avoynes, but the bottom line is that the carbon oil was mechaper, was bottled the carbon tamid. This was something that we lost. And Charedim says that that's pshat in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that as soon as the carbon tamid was bottled, at that point, it was destined that the Beis HaMikdash wasn't going to be charev. So the carbon Beis HaMikdash was sort of etched in stone. It became clear that was going to happen when the carbon tamid was bottled. What have to do with the carbon tamid being bottled? He says because the carbon tamid was the lifeline of Klal Yisrael. As long as we had a carbon tamid, we had kapara savaynas. So the kapara that the Yidden got as a result of the carbon tamid, that was the shmir against Chorban Beis HaMikdash. But once it was bottled the tamid, we didn't have the shmir, not Baboyke, not Beinu Arbaim. So now all the Averis are looming. Now all of a sudden we have to be worried. And that's the Yerushalmi that says that even the bottle of tamid, Garmu Avoynes V'nechrev Beis HaMikdash, says the Charedim, that the Bir Advarim was because we didn't have the Kapara, I'll pee that Medrash. That was the significance of the fact that it was bottled of tamid. So 2 weeks ago on Shabbos, I heard from Rav Moshe Weinberger Shlita say he was talking about Bein HaMetzarim. It was Shavuos B'Tamuz. Shavuos B'Tamuz was two Shavuos ago. And so we know that Bein HaMetzarim are the 3 weeks between Shavuos B'Tamuz and Tisha B'Av. Kol Reitzeh Hisigua Bein HaMetzarim, it's these 3 weeks. But it begins with Shavuos B'Tamuz and it ends with Tisha B'Av. So he was saying, B'Shem Svarim HaKadoshim, that the Svarim say that we all know what Tisha B'Av was. Tisha B'Av is when the Beis HaMikdash was Charev. Shavuos B'Tamuz is a little bit less clear, a little ambiguous. What's the role that Shavuos B'Tamuz plays in Chorban Beis HaMikdash? So he says, as far as HaKadoshim say, that on Shavuos B'Tamuz, it was Nigzar, it was at that point that the potential for Chorban Beis HaMikdash came into the world. The potential for Chorban Beis HaMikdash came into the world on Shavuos B'Tamuz. The it didn't manifest itself l'maisa until Tisha B'Av. They couldn't have been Tisha B'Av without Shavasa B'Tamas. Tisha B'Av was just the physical manifestation of something that had already been etched in the Olamos, in the world of potential. So the Makar, so to speak, the potential for there to be a Churban, that is Shavasa B'Tamas. He said that's the Oimek of Shviras HaLuchos. That, of course, happened with the Shavasa B'Tamas based on a Gemara Masechtas Erevin, Daf Nun Dal Ramad Beis, where the Gemara says that it says that the Luchos were Chorus, Al Tikri Chorus, Elocheros, and Chazal Seirav Achaba Yaakov Amar, Ein Kol Uma Veloshin Sheletes Behem, Il Mole Le Nishtabru Luchos Arishainos, had the Luchos Arishainos not been Chorif, Ein Kol Uma Veloshin Sheletes Behem, Shenema Chorus, Al Tikri Chorus, Elocheros. What does that mean? It means mamish this, that had the Luchos not been destroyed, Klal Yisrael could have never gone into exile, because the potential for Klal Yisrael to go to Galus, for there to be a Churban Beis HaMikdash, that happened b'Shviras HaLuchos. That was Shavasa B'Tamas. He said that's the, what was the beer? The beer was that the Luchos was given into the hands of Moshe, and had we had the Luchos of Rishonis, then the relationship that we had with the Torah, what had just been as some abstract set of rules that we follow and that we study and that we learn, and but it would have been in our hands. It would have been part of us. It would have been mamish atzmiu besari, and that relationship that we would have had with the Torah would not have allowed any churban or any galus to happen. But once the luchos were broken, so we didn't have the luchos in our hands, so to speak. It wasn't the esfois b'shtei luchos avonim. So that separation, that's what. Whatever. This is above my pay grade. But the bottom line is, it's a Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara says, "Umoli nishtabru luchos." Had the luchos not been broken, by nishtabru Yisrael. And when did that happen? It happened Shavasa B'Tamas. It's Ma'od Matim with this Charedim. The Charedim says, what else happened on Shavasa B'Tamas? The Korban Tamid was Batal. And that's the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, Kim in the Batal, Atamid, Garbu Avoinois, Venechr Beis HaMikdash. That also happened Shavasa B'Tamas. So Shavasa B'Tamas is when the potential for Churban Beis HaMikdash comes down into the world, doesn't actually play itself out until Tisha B'Av. But just one other very interesting thing, and that is, I saw in the Sefer Megadim Chadashim, on Parshas Pinchas, he brings from the Asar Mamor. That's the Ramami Pano, who says, and I quote, Amru Olav, referring to Eliyahu Navi, Shehu Makrif Tmidim Beveis HaMikdash. So now you know the rest of the story. That even today, Mamish, this morning, Eliyahu Navi brought a carbon Tamid. Sharei B'Kedusha Sayayimei. Darabai says Kedusha. Afa B'Shein Bayis. Because we know Makriv and Afa B'Shein Bayis. Says the Ramami Pano, Ve'enoi Rochik Lahamin. It's not so hard to believe. You need a guitar for this too. That the Avos HaKadosh are standing next to Eliyahu HaNavi while Eliyahu HaNavi is bringing the carbon tamid. And then the Levium that be Mashiach. And from the skin of the kachin, of the carbon tamid that Eliyahu HaNavi brings every day. Eliyahu's a kayin, Pinchas. The Torah says that's his. That's what he gets to keep. That's the part that didn't go on the Mizbech. Amrushu Oysa Megillos Megillos. You know what he does with that skin? He makes klachim. And these are Megillos. V'koysev z'chuyayseim shall kol echad ve'echad v'yisrael. Eliyahu Navi writes chosim. So the carbon tamid, which was bottle, it was bottle le'eneinu. But in essence, it's still chai v'kayim. Even today, even the Golos, Makriv and Afal B'Shein Bayis, Eliyahu HaNavi's still bringing the carbon tamid. That means this kapara of lawn and the various he did at night, the various he did in the morning, I guess that's the significance. It's something that maybe we could still tap into. But the bottom line is, Azoy Shtey, he brings that the Chida in his Sfarim, in Machzik Brachay, Rechaim, Simen Kufchav, and some of his other Sfarim, the Chida says, the Fizeh, maybe you could say another pshat. We say in Ritzeh, the Ishe Yisrael, who's and everybody tries to figure out the Vilna Goyin and the Taz and what is the Isha Yisrael. So we spoke out a very nice pshat. Tois is the last Tois of Masechtas Menachos. The Mishnah Berurah brings it that Michael Sar Hagadol brings Korbanos HaKadosh Baruch Hu every day. What are the Korbanos? Animals? No. Nishmas and Shal Tzadikim. Michal takes the Nishamas of the Tzadikim, he's makriv them, and that's the Isha Yisrael. The Yisrael, the Yidden themselves are the Isha. Then the carbonus, right? Pashup Shah, what does it mean? The Isha Yisrael Skabal Baratzen. No carbonus today. So what are you asking Hashem? The Isha Yisrael Skabal Baratzen. Says the Chidah. See this Ramami Panu. I can tell you another Shah. The Isha Yisrael, it's a tefillah. We're asking Hashem, be Makabal the carbon tamid that Eliyahu HaNavi is bringing every single day. That's the V'ishe Yisrael who's philosophy Meher Bahava Skadul Berutzoin. Either way, on that note, Zokter Gemara Vayter Mino Hani Mili. So the Mishnah said Kol HaMekudesh Nei Chaveroi Koidem Es Chaveroi, and then the Mishnah gave examples. Dam Chatot, that's one of the Pshatim. Dam Chatos Koidem L'dam ha'oila. So the first thing mentioned was that the dam chatos comes before the dam ha'oila, but at the same time, the evari oila come before the emure chatos. Why is the dam chatos before the dam ha'oila? Because chatos has a maila that it's mechaper. It's mechaper and chavi krisos. Why does the evari oila come before the evari chatos? Because when it comes to haktara, oila has a maila. Because the oila is kulay kol. Says the Gemara Anan Mili. How do you know all this? The Tana Rabbanon upar sheni ben pakar tikach lechatos. So the context over there was when the Levim were inaugurated, so there were karbonis that were brought, and there was a chatos that were brought, there was an oil that was brought. And the pasuk says upar sheni ben pakar tikach lechatos. The second par was the chatos. In balulam echein shnayim. Why do I have to say upar sheni? If it's simply to count, I know v'asas echad chatos v'echad oila. 1 plus 1. I mean, that's pretty simple back of the envelope arithmetic. So why did Terry have to say that the second part should be the chatos? I would have thought that maybe the chatos comes before the oil. That the second one is the chatos. Okay, maybe this is a rule that the oil always comes before the chatos. That it's always the parsheni that's going to be the chatos. And the same parsha when the Torah talks about the first karbonis, it's the two karbonis, it mentions first the chatos and then the oila. So on the one hand, it's the parsheni that's the chatos. On the other hand, okay, it's that, how do you reconcile these two things? Dam chatos kaidim l'dam oila, v'bneisha meratza. It makes sense to say that the dam chatos comes before the oila because it's meratza, evari oila, v'chula, as opposed to the evari oila comes before the evari chatos because that has a maila where it's called. Meaning, you see that chatos has a maila over oila, oila has a maila over chatos. So in svara, it makes sense to say, based on the rule of kol hamekudesh mechaveroi koidim lechaveroi, that the chatos is maila, is in the fact that it's mechaper and chavi krisos. What's the mechaper? The dam. So when it comes to avodas adam, chatos has the maila. But oila clearly has a maila in the haktara, and that it's kula kol. So that's where it's going to have its maila. Now, one thing is clear in the Mishnah, that what they used to do is if the kohen had a chatos and an oila, he would bring the chatos, and then he'd bring the oila. Now, the chatos was made up of how many azois? Four, on the four karnos. Only one was ma'akiv. Achloik is b'shamay b'sil, but only one was ma'akiv. So if only one was ma'akiv, the kapara had sich upgetan mit der erste Zrika. The next three are technically shari mitzvah. So freak the Gemara of Amai matana kamaisa the mechapra tikdom. Maybe the first zrika of the carbon chatos should have a k'tima vehanochloi, but the other ones not. Amar Rabinos, Rabina said halcha the chatos halavim askinam. That parsha we're learning this halacha was discussing the inauguration of the Levim. And va'avagav the chiyoyla dami, which was really like an oila. It was like an oila in the sense that that chatos wasn't coming to be mechaper. It was just part of the procedure. Right? We have chatois that were not mechaper. The chatos mitzayra, maybe the chatos nazar, chatos nachshin. The Gemara said in the first parak that even though a chatos shaloi lishma is possible, but it could be chatos nachshin shaloi lishma wouldn't be possible because it's like an oila, because it doesn't have the maila that a chatos usually has. So this chatos really wasn't a mechaper. The shame chatos is mechaper, but this particular chatos wasn't mechaper. In other words, this chatos, even the first zrika, was like the other three zrikas of an ordinary chatos. And still, the kamarachmana he tiktum, and still you see it went first. So you see that all the zrikas of the chatos go first, even the other three, even the ones that are not physically being mechaper. Now, Rav Amri, Rav said a different shot. You want to know why you don't do one chatos, do the oila, and then go back to the chatos? The hischem b'matana is goymer, because you're not going to stop in middle ibayilu dam chatos veivari oila is meim koydim. So we said dam chatos has a milo over dam oila, and we said eivari oila has a milo over eivari chatos. What if the koyin has two things? He has dam chatos and eivari oila. Dam chatos is the better dam, eivari oila, that's the better eivari. Which one should he do first? Chatos koydim neshem meratza. It sounds like it only comes before the Dam Oilo. But the Gemara says, other Rabba, me Seifa, I'll bring you a raya just the opposite from the Seifa. Evari Oilo Kodim Lemuri Chatos. The Evari Oilo come before the Emurim of the Chatos. Lemuri Chatos with the Kodim. It's only before the Emurim of the Chatos that it's Kodim. The Dam Chatos Loi, it sounds like it doesn't come before the Dam. In other words, the Dam Chatos does come before the Emuri Oilo. Elo, Mehel Lakal Mishra, Mina, you can't bring a raya because if you're going to stop being Medaik the Mishnah, you're going to have conflicting mashmois from the Resha and the Seifa. Thus, you can't learn out anything from it. Ibailo, another Shaila, Dam Oilo, the Emuri Chatos, Ezemem Kodim. See, he had the lesser of the two. You have the lesser dam, the dam oilo, and you have the lesser emurim, the emurim of the chatas. Which one comes first? Dam oilo kardim. Does the dam oilo have a milo, the kasim yikayach gol? Because it's part of a carbon that has a din kol. Or maybe the emurim of the chatas has a milo. Because even though the emurim is not mechaper, it's shiori mitzvah, but the kasim yikayach mechaper. It comes from a carbon that's mechaper. Says the Gemara Toshma. Dam chatas kardim dam oilo. Dam Chatas came before the Dam Oilo. Dam Chatas who the Kodim of Dam Oilo. It sounds like only the Dam Chatas comes before the Dam Oilo. Aval Emurei Chatas Loi, but Emurei Chatas don't come before the Oilo. So you see, Dam Oilo comes before Emurei Chatas. But Gemara says, Adi Rabbi, mi Seifa, I can be Medayik just the opposite from the Seifa. The Seifa said, Evari Oilo Kodimel Emurei Chatas. Evari Oilo who the Kodimel Emurei Chatas. Only the Evari Oilo, which itself is Kodim, Aval Dam Oilo Loi. But the Dam Oilo that only is Bami Kodim Kodim, maybe not Elam. Hold back the Mishnah. You know, again, you can't bring any rise from the Mishnah because if you're going to start going down this road and being Medayik the Mishnah, you're going to have conflicting mashmois between the Resha and the Seifa, and that's not something you could do. Ibailu another Shaila, Dam Oilo, Dam Asha, Ezemem Kodim. What about the Dam Oilo and the Dam Shlomim? Which one comes first? So we know that the chatas comes before the oila. What about the oila before the osha? Dam oila kaidim. Do you say the dam oila is kaidim? What's its maila? The kaasim mikayach kol? That's probably its yichus. The biggest yichus the oila has is its kaasim mikayach kol. When it's the imurim, the ivarim of the oila, it's a real maila because it itself is kol. When it's the dam, it's only because it's related to something that's kol. It's a zeda. But that's its chashivos. The chashivos is kol. So does the dam oila have the maila? Because it's from a carbon that was kol. Idom dam asham kaidim mechaper. Asham is a mechaper. Toshma. Dam chatas kaidim the dam oila. The chatas came before the oila. Avol dam asham loy. Sounds like the asham didn't come before the oila. Because if even the asham came before the oila, shouldn't the Mishnah have said a bigger chiddush? Not only is the chatas before the oila, chatas which is mechaper and chavi krisus, but even the asham is before the oila. So the Gemara says, no, it's not a raya. Pidinu di boila misli dam asham. Really, the Mishnah could have said dam asham is kaidim the dam oila. Bavaydi the boila misli seifa. But being that the seifa we wanted to say Evari Oilo Kodim Lemurei Chatos. The Tana Lemurei Ashem had it said that it's Kodim Lemurei Ashem. Have Amin Lemurei Ashem with the Kadmi Lemurei Chatos like Kadmi. I would have thought it's only before the Emurei Ashem, not before the Emurei Chatos. So in the Sefer had to say Chatos. Tell me the biggest Chiddush that the Varim of the Oilo is even before the Chatos. That's the biggest Chiddush. That the Chatos, which is Mechaper, is Nitcha. So we're talking about the Chatos being Nitcha. You need to speak out the Chatos. You want to say even the Chatos is being Nitcha. So that's when we talk about it being Doicha, it being Kodim, we also mention the Chatos. That's when we mention chatas. Toshma, I'll bring you a different raya. Chatas koidim la'asham. The Mishnah said chatas koidim la'asham. Now, what does that mean? Chatas who the kod melei la'asham. It sounds like only the chatas comes before the asham. Aval oila loy. It sounds like the oila doesn't come before the asham. Because even the oila comes before the asham, say oila comes before the asham, and I'll know for sure the chatas comes before the asham. Because the chatas comes before the oila. So if the oila comes before the asham, and I know the chatas comes before the oila, then I would know the chatas comes before the asham. So why does the Mishnah say that the chatas comes before the asham? Shouldn't have said the oila comes before the asham. Elamai, we're being pushed at the ibaya. What was the ibaya? What comes first? Nam oila, nam asham. So you see, it must be nam asham comes first. And it's only the chatas that comes before the asham, not the oila. But the Gemara says that that's really only true if when the Mishnah says chatas is koidim l'asham, it's referring to the dam. The truth is the Mishnah was a little bit unclear. The Mishnah didn't say when it said chatas koidim l'asham that we're talking about the dam. See, by the chatas and the oila, we mentioned dam chatas and dam oila, and then we mentioned the ivarim of the oila and the imurim of the chatas. Then we say chatas koidim l'asham. What's it going back on? Is it going back on dam? Or is it going back on Emurim? So the Gemara says, my love Dam, aren't we talking about Dam? And if that's the case, we have the Diuk that we just mentioned. It's only the Chatas that's before the Asham, not the Oila. Versus the Emurim. Really, it's talking about the Emurim. It's not discussing Dam. It's discussing the Emurim. The Ekonami, and I'll prove that to you. Dektani bepnei shedomo niten. What should have it said? If we were discussing the Dam, it should have said, bepnei shehi nitenes. Shedomo, means we're talking about the Emurim, and I'm shtelling to the halacha regarding the Dam Shmaya. Again, it has nothing to do with this Shaila, because this Shaila was a Shaila Dam Oila versus Dam Asham. That halacha that says Chatos Koidim Asham is discussing the Emurim, it's not discussing Dam, thus you can't make any diuk from that halacha, what would be the din regarding Dam Oila and Dam Asham? Chatos, Koidemes La Asham, the Mishnah said, why? Why was Chatos before the Asham? Because the Chatos goes on the Dalit Karnois, and it goes on the Yisoid as opposed to Asham. Freit the Gemara, the Rabbi Asham called it. Maybe the Asham should come first. Sheken Yesh Loi Kitzvah. Right, what's the unique characteristic that Asham has throughout Shas? The Asham always has a Kitzvah. There's a minimum dollar amount, a certain amount of shekels you have to pay in order to have a kosher Asham. Are you a Chatos? If somebody gives it to you, you don't have to pay a lot of money for it. So maybe Asham is more kadosh because of the kitzvah. So the Gemara says, I hear, afilu hachi ribid mizbeach adav. Meaning, you have to weigh the two sides. On the one hand, Chatos has dalut karnois, shirayim, there's so much blood going on the mizbeach. The Asham has to be worth at least a certain amount of money. Okay, clearly this one is the more chashav. Asham kaidim l'tayda. The Asham comes before the tayda. Why? Because the Asham was kachik adashim, and the tayda and the ayil nazar were not kachik adashim. Ah, the rabbi, tayda ayil nazar kadmi. Maybe the tayda ayil nazar should be Kodim. Maybe it's more kadosh. She came to unen lechem because they need bread. Right? They came with breads. The Ashim didn't come with breads. As the Gemara, filo hachi kachik adashim adifi. One is kachik adashim. The other one has bread. You weigh the two sides. The one that's kachik adashim certainly is the one that has the maila. Toida va'ayol nazik came before the shlomo. Why? Because the toida va'ayol nazik were only eaten for a day and a night, whereas the shlomo was eaten for 2 days and a night. Freik the Gemara adarabo shlomim kadmi. I think the shlomo should come before the toida va'ayol nazik. She came yeshlon bitzibur kibi. The shlomim has a maila. You find the shalmei tzibur. You don't find the carbon toida that was babet tzibur. Says the Gemara. We spoke out right about this. The fact that the toida and ayil nazar were only eaten for 1 day and a night is a bigger maila than the fact that the shlomim sometimes can be brought as a carbon tzibur. What about the toida and ayil nazar? Which one is considered more kaddish? They're both kachik kalim. They're a nechel liyoyim v'layla. Toida kadma she came to nadal minalech. On the one hand, maybe the toida more because there's four types of bread. Duma ayil nazar kadim. Maybe the ayil nazar has a kadimo she came yisha emer duma acher because it came with other karbanis. Who brought the ayil nazar? The nazar by shlomas nizirusa and together with the ayil which was a shlomim, he brought a chatas and a noila. So maybe that's the one that's more chashav. It comes with other karbanis. Tashma zu kadem es lazu. It's not a mishnah, but it's a brisa. The Toida comes first, Shazu tun dinat mine lechem, the zu ainaduna elosh mine lechem, since a mafurish at Taisefta, that the Toida comes before the ayil nazar. Shlomim koidim lebechar. Why does the shlomim come before the bechar? Because the Mishnah mentioned a whole list of mitzvahs that the tnufa and smicha, as opposed to other rabbi bechar koidim shekein kedushasim irechem venechal lekoy hanim. Right, the bechar was only nechal lekoy hanim, as opposed to the shlomim which had a chelik that was nechal abaylam. Additionally, the bechar is kodesh mirechem. Afilu hachi mitzvahs yiseris hadifi. The fact that the shlomim has more mitzvahs, that's more chashiv than the milas that the bechar has. A bechar Koydim le meiser. Why was the Bechar before the meiser? Because the Bechar is only nechal kehanim, and it was kedushas mirechem as opposed to meiser behema. Freik the Gemara adarabim meiser koydim. I think meiser should be koydim. Shekein mekadosh lefanav alachrab. It's possible. We know meiser behema is asiri koydish, but it was possible for the 9th, the 10th, and the 11th to all be kodesh. Rashi brings a case. I think Mar brings in different places in Shas that what would happen if the person, so he was under the influence, maybe as he's doing meiser behema, and he counted the 9th one as the 10th one, and then he chopped, oops, that was really the 9th one. So the 10th one he called the 9th one, and the 11th one he called the 10th one. So he ended up having 3/10. The 9th one which he called the 10th, that's Asiri. The 10th one which he called the 9th, which was really the 10th, is also Asiri, because that's really the 10th. And the 11th one which he called the 10th, Tzimtzvaitimu, he also called the 10th, so that's also Kodesh. So you can have the fun of a lach. That's a maila that Maiser Behema has somehow. So Freik the Gemara, Adarabba, Maiser Kodesh, Shekei Mekadosh, Lefon of a lach. Afilachi, Kedusha Merechem Adifa. That's a nice maila, but Kedusha Merechem is definitely going to be the one that's going to take precedence. Maiser Kodesh, Oifis, last one, Adarabba, Oifis Kadmi. So we said Maiser comes before Oifis because Maiser is comes from a Zevach, it comes from an animal. And as a result, by animals, you find Kachi Kadoshim that Dama ve'emurav are on the Mizbeach, as opposed to Chatas Ha'if. And once you know it's before the Chatas Ha'if, you know it's before the Oilos Ha'if. But the Gemara says, Adi Rabbah, if it's Kaddish, can Kachi Gedashin? I think Oifah should be first, because an Oif is always Kachi Gedashin. There's two types of Oif, it's Chatas and Oila. Hatzad Ha'shav Ha'shabahen is that they're both Kachi Gedashin. Afilu Hachi, the Gemara says, Min Zevach Adif, Min Zevach is going to have a Kedima XL. So before we end, so we mentioned over here the Halacha of Kolat Tadim Mechaveri, Kodim Lechaveri, Tadim Vishainoi Tadim, Tadim Kodim. So we'll just conclude with one Ha'ara with regarding Tadim Vishainoi Tadim, Tadim Kodim. So the truth is that this idea of Tadim Vishainoi Tadim, Tadim Kodim is something that we're all familiar with, because it's something that's very Halacha L'maisa. Just a few examples. Number one, when you bench on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, you say Ritzei and Yalav Yavai. First you say Ritzei, then you say Yalav Yavai. Ritzei you say for Shabbos, which is Tadr. Yalav Yavai you say Rosh Chodesh and Yontif, which is Einoi Tadr. Tadr v'she Einoi Tadr, Tadr Kaidim. If a person couldn't daven Musaf together with Shacharis, so you could daven Musaf the entire day. Now it's the afternoon, it's already the Zman of Mincha, so you can't daven Musaf before you daven. First you daven Mincha, it's Halach and Shulchan Aruch, and then you daven Musaf. Because now I have a Shaila of Mincha and Musaf. Mincha's Tadr, Musaf is not Tadr. The Musafin, Tadr v'she'enoi Tadr, Tadr Kaidim. Another one that we do every single Shabbos that we may not be aware of, that you make Kiddush Friday night, you make two brachas. You make Beir Pri Agafen, and then you make Mekadosh HaShabbos. So you're making a bracha on Yayin, you're making a bracha on Shabbos. Now, which bracha do you think you should make first? You would think the bracha on Shabbos. Not just that, when you make the bracha on Shabbos, the Taz says you're ushering in the Shabbos. Let's usher it in a few seconds earlier. Doesn't that make sense? So why do you first make the Bayer Priyagofen? It says very simple, because it's Tadr. One is a bracha that's Tadr, you make Bayer Priyagofen more than you make Kiddush, and as a result, so one is Tadr, one is Einei Tadr, and Tadr Vish Einei Tadr, Tadr Kiddush. So that's the rule. The rule is Tadr Vish Einei Tadr, Tadr Kiddush. If you look in the Pesukim, there's so much raid, it's not shaykh. So there's so many different directions that you can go with this. So just to pick one, and that is an interesting ha'ara. And that is that there's different in Hagim in Klal Yisrael. When on Sukkot, this is not in Yardiyam, when on Sukkot, you make a bracha on Lulav. So some people, you wake up, right? You go to the sukkah, you make your bracha on your dal min, and then you go to shul. There are people that right after Chazaras HaShatz, they run outside and they make the bracha on the Dalad Minim then, and right before Halal. And there's different Minhagim, and both Minhagim have a Makar in Halacha. The Minig to do the Dalad Minim before davening is actually brought down in Magen Avraham. He brings it from the Shlach Kaddish. The bottom line is that they both have a Makar. Sort of Tzvi Pesach Frank in Mikroi Kodesh, if you want to look it up, it's in Sukkis Chelik Beis Simen Chav. He brings a kasha from Rav Yitzchak HaKoyim Mibrisk. So it's clearly not from the Soloveitchik's Soloveir. So this was Rav Yitzchak HaKoyim Mibrisk who asked the Gevaldige kasha. See, he doesn't understand. You wake up in the morning on Sukkis, you have two mitzvahs. You have a mitzvah to go daven, and you have a mitzvah to take Dalad Mina. Tefillah is Tadr. Tefillah is something you do every single day, three times. Dalad Minim is Einoi Tadr. Why don't we say Tadr v'she'enoi Tadr, Tadr Kaidim? It's a pal. I don't understand this minig. The Magen Avraham brings this minig from the Shlach Kaddish. How in the world could you do something like that? And I said Rabbi Yitzchak HaKoyim Mibrisk that the truth is that really the Makar to the Shlach L'chura has a makar in a Gemara. It's a brayis in Masech Tesukah. Tanya, Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok Goyim. Kachayim minogam shel anshi Yerushalayim. Adam yoytzim mibeisay v'lulavay biyad. A person will leave his house holding his lulav. Hoylech l'beis hakeses l'lulavay biyad. He's going to shul, he's holding his lulav. Right? Koyrei kriyashma umispala. And then he davens. It sounds like he was holding his lulav already from before davening. So you see already a makar that you can take the lulav before davening, despite the fact that tefillah is tadr and lulav is any tadr. But said Rabbi Yitzchak HaKoyim Mibrisk that's the chayra not a raya, because that was discussing a very special minute. And that brisa continues, and it says wherever they would go, there'd be mevakeh chayla lulav biyadei. They'd go to visit people, there'd be lulav. They always held a lulav. So being that they always held a lulav, there is a maila, there's a hidur in Dawid Minim to always hold your lulav. So obviously, a person who's going to be mekayim that hiddur should do it first thing in the morning. Because even though tadr v'she'enoi tadr, tadr kaidim, but you don't do it at the expense of a kiyum mitzvah. So if you're not going to take the dal minim first thing in the morning, you're being mevatel the heder of always holding your dalamina. So someone that's going to always have his dalamina, it's not a kasha. First thing in the morning, take your dalamina. But people are not really mekayim this minik today. So as a result, you're going to take the shailas, you're going to pick up your loading and put it right back into the lulav case, and then you're going to take it out again for halal. So mechatesi, you have a right to just go ahead. It's very nice. You want to be mekayim the mitzvahs, rizim akdim in the mitzvahs. But there's a loch of tada. There's a seder akadima. You're about to go down. So lechura tilus tada. This is ainu tada. Why don't we say tada v'she'ainu tada tada kaidim? The ma'aser of Pesach Pesach has an arichos, and he comes out at the end that he thinks the reason is because although tada v'she'ainu tada tada kaidim, but we just learned another mishnah. Kalam mekudesh mechaveiroi kaidim es chaveiro. And the Gemara is going to discuss later what happens when tada comes in conflict with mekudesh. So we'll learn that Gemara. But says Rav Hirsch Pesach, Asher Negeya, to the hashtag raid, and that is that lulav is a mitzvah esed deiraisa, first day for sure. L'kachtam lechem b'yom harishon, lulav is a mitzvah deiraisa. Tefillah is the rabbanan, according to most rishonim. So being that one is a mitzvah deiraisa, and the other one is a mitzvah derabbanan, so one is more kaddish than the other, and kalam kaddish mechaveir kodem lechaveiroi, so says Rav Hirsch Pesach, that's why we take lulav first. It's, you're right, mitzvah the first mishnah, perakol atader, you would say that tefillah should come first. It's mitzvah the second mishnah that we take lulav. But he asks, Yehuda's kasha, and that is, what about kriyishma? Kriyishma l'chur is deiraisa. So at the very least, maybe you should say kriyishma first. Be mekayim your mitzvah deiraisa of kriyishma. Afterwards, take the lulav. So like this, it'll be mekayim the tadr and mekudish of kriyishma. Then you can take lulav before tefillah because one is mekudish and kala mekudish mechaver kodem lechaver. It's interesting. Rav Moshe Feinstein, a tzaddik levrach, an igros Moshe, and this is an erichaim chelik dalid simin tzaddik tes. So he has a discussion, Toich Dvarav, it's in the middle of a longer discussion, but Rav Moshe over there brings this as well. V'gam b'lulav, sh'noyagin harbe medaktik in levorich koidem atfilo. Says many people, they're medaktik, right? It's like a chumrah, that they go right away in the sukkah, and they take the dalad minam. Temihani. To me, it's a tmiya. Mehada tadr koidem. So he says, v'ulay taimam hu, mehada hevi amogar avram, besimin shh. Tough race nun days that shlo kosav shiyananeya besukkah, that you should do it in a sukkah. I made a mistake. I said the shlo said that you should do it before that. I mean, the shlo didn't say that. The shlo said you should do it in a sukkah. I misquoted the shlo. So says the Ramesha, maybe they're relying on this shlo, that the shlo says you should do it in a sukkah. So Mimeo, they have a cheshbon. The cheshbon is that if it's going to be middle of davening, you're going to have to go to the sukkah, right? Vice versa, mishtip, to try to get into the sukkah during chazaras hashatz. It's not so simple, and you have to make sure you look, right? There's a mad rush to the sukkah. So he says, maybe for practical reasons, maybe it's for that people, they figured, you want to be mekayim the shlo, you want to do it in a sukkah, the most practical way to do it is before davening. But says Rav Moshe, it's very, very nice, but avo tomua litchais maila hamafureshes b'mishnah v'alfina mikra mipnei maila zu, the maila of the shlo v'loitanya b'masnisen u'b'shnei atamudin. He says the shlo is very nice, it's a nice thing to do it in a sukkah, but it's not a gemara, it's not a bavli, it's not a yerushalmi. Tad v'sheni tad is a mishnah, it's halacha psukkah shulchan aruch, it permeates a lot of different halachas. So says Rav Moshe, to me, weigh the two things. That's the theme of today's daf. You have to weigh things, right? Yeah, cost-benefit analysis. So on the one hand, I have the cheshbon of, this is tadr, that's a mishnah. Then again, I want to do dalad minim in a sukkah. So he says, I would think that this is the one that should be kodim. Lamaisa, he says that that's pashit, that even though you find in the Gemara, it sounds like they brought the lulav with them to the Beis HaKnesses. But he says, this cheshbon that Rav Hirsch Pesach says, that was talking about the Anshei Yerushalayim. They had the seder, they always had the lulav. He says, for them, it doesn't bother me. It's pashit that that's the way it's going to be. But the Inyanenu, he says, he doesn't understand, and it bothers him very, very much. Meaning, if you'd ask Rav Moshe when you're supposed to take the Alamina, he would have told you, Tadr v'sheinei Tadr, Tadr Kodem, and Rav Moshe would have wanted you to do it after Chazaras Hashatz, before Halal, that would be the appropriate time to do it. But first you have to daven, because Tefillah is Tadr, and Tadr v'sheinei Tadr, Tadr Kodem. It's interesting, the more general context that he's discussing is Sfiras Omer. He discusses, is it okay, once it's night, to eat before Sfiras Omer? So during Sfira, are you allowed to sit down and eat supper before Sfira? Right, you don't eat before B'dikas Chametz. You don't eat before you light Chanukah. You don't eat before you make Avdol HaWa, because they're mitzvahs. And once there's a Zman HaMitzvah, you're not supposed to eat, because you have to do the mitzvah. It's like Mechatesh, you're allowed to eat before Sfira Soimer. So Rav Moshe said, let's say somebody wants to be Mahadar. So you're going to say that, you know what, maybe there's a mitzvah of Sfira, I want to count, so I'm not going to eat. That's a good way, by the way, not to forget to, not to miss Sfira Soimer. I'm not eating before you count. It's a skula. But the bottom line is, your text messages or WhatsApps. No, I think that would work. But bottom line And no supper for you until you eat, so you're going to be fine. Until you count Sfiras Omer. Bottom line is, so says Rav Moshe, so maybe count Sfiras Omer. But he says not so poshut. You know why? Because is it so poshut to count Sfira before you daven Ma'ariv? He says, Padav Shedi Tadav Tadav Kaidim. Just like by Lulav, Tfilah is Tadr. Sfira Saim is not Tadr. So Lechura, you would say, Tadr V'sheni Tadr, Tadr Kaidim. He brings in that the Be'er Halacha says that the reason we count Sfira after davening and not before davening, why do we count Sfira after davening? So he brings that from the Meirik Tzia, that was Yaakov Emden. Yaakov Emden said that the reason we count Sfira after davening is because very often they used to daven Ma'ariv early. So it was too early to count Sfira. So you push it off another 15 minutes like this. By the time it's time to count Sfira, at that point you'll already be ready to count. Says Rav Moshe, it's a tmiyah gedolah to me. Says, I don't understand why Rabbi Yaakov Emden needed this reason. I don't know why the Be'er Halacha quotes it. Says it's poshut. You want to know why you count, why you daven Ma'ariv first? Because it's tadr. And tadr v'sheni tadr ta'idim. And if that's the case, it's not so poshut that you should be able to go count Sfira before you eat. So lemaisa, so why you let it eat? So he says the reason's poshut. Because even though Kriya Shema is deraisa, and still you let it eat before Kriya Shema, what's the reason? Because being that we daven with a minion, so you're relying on the zman kavua of the tefillah b'tzibur, so you're allowed to eat before the minion. But dikas chametz, you do your own thing. Ner chanuki is such a svar by Kriya Shofar, right? But big dikas chametz, ner chanuki, these are all mitzvahs that you do. But something that you do with a tzibur and mefalosach of the tzibur, so in that context, you don't have to worry, you're not going to do the mitzvah, you can eat, you don't have to be chash. So for that same reason, you don't have to worry about Sfiras Omer either. Bottom line is, Rav Moshe says that you don't have to count Sfiras Omer before you eat. It's not even so posh that you could count Sfiras Omer. Because if you're going to count Sfiras Omer before Ma'ariv, you're running into issues of Tadav V'sheinei Tadav Tadav Kodim. Again, we're just scratching the surface. There's a lot more layers in this particular shmuz that we can get to. Maybe over the coming days.